Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We've been considering the first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with verse 35 as follows. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and casting out demons. So far the Holy Word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Dear friends in Christ, you ever try to focus on too many things at once? In a recent book, author William H. Hinson revealed why animal trainers almost always carry a stool with them into the cage of a wild animal. The trainer carries a whip usually too, of course, and very often has a sidearm. But they always have this stool, which Hinson says is the most important tool of a lion tamer or a tiger tamer. The trainer holds a stool by the back and thrusts the legs into the face of the animal. And the reason it works is because the animal tries to focus on all four legs at once. And in the attempt, a sort of paralysis seems to set in. The animal seems to be mesmerized somehow. It becomes tame and weak and disabled because its attention is fragmented. Is your attention fragmented? Have you become distracted by impulses and interests and responsibilities that seem to be dragging you in 100 different directions at one time? Well, it's something you should beware of, because a failure to select priorities in life, to choose those things that are truly important and pursue them, that's one of the least discussed but most dangerous threats in the life of a Christian. That's why it's a comfort for us again this morning to be reminded that Jesus sets our agenda. Last time we learned that we need to be able to stifle the pressures that come upon us in our life because they threaten our agenda. They threaten to sidetrack us from the main thing that the Lord put us in this world to do. That's why Christ's agenda is an agenda that sticks to priorities. Well, what was Jesus' priority? He stated it pretty simply to his disciples, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. His priority was simple, preaching the gospel. Motivational speaker Stephen Covey said that when it comes to business, at least, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. What's the main thing on our agenda? Same thing as it was on Jesus' agenda, bringing the gospel to the world. Jesus, you see, wasn't satisfied to be a local celebrity, a hometown hero. If he had been, you and I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. No, his priority was the salvation of every soul, even far-flung Gentile souls like those in the frozen north of Wisconsin, your soul and my soul. God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus wanted the gospel to go out into all the world. In fact, he told his disciples that's just what would happen. "For you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." That was the number one priority on Jesus' agenda. That's what kept him traveling those dusty roads of Palestine day after weary day, mile after mile, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, telling wretched sinners just like you and me that they could escape the terrible judgment to come if only they would trust in him. It's what's made him stick to his Heavenly Father's agenda, even when that agenda led him down that last, loneliest, darkest road, the road of sorrows that ended on Mount Calvary. On March 1st, we will enter the solemn season of Lent. For 6 weeks, we'll ponder the unfathomable love of our Savior, who, to redeem us from our sins, gave his back to the whip and gave his brow to the crown of thorns. He gave his body to be crucified. And why? So he could keep the main thing, the main thing. So he could accomplish the eternal salvation of your soul and mine. Jesus stuck to his priorities, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. When from the cross Jesus cried out, "It is finished," then the last item on his agenda was ticked off. His work was complete. The sin of the world was atoned for, and the gates of heaven swung open to receive anyone who would but call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now that we count ourselves among the redeemed of the Lord, we can look forward to eternal life with our Savior in heaven. And in the meantime, while we're waiting to live with him, we can live for him, reflecting the light of his love into this sin-darkened world. Truly, it is Jesus who sets our agenda. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. It was the 17th century mathematician Blaise Pascal who once said, "The last thing one learns is what to put first." I hope that's not the last thing that we Christians learn in life. Let it rather be the first thing. We've seen that it's Jesus who sets our agenda, an agenda that starts with prayer, an agenda that stifles pressure, and an agenda that sticks firmly to priorities, especially the blessed priority of proclaiming his gospel to all the world. Let's keep working at our Savior's agenda until we meet him face to face in paradise. Amen. We pray. Eternal thanks and praise be to you, dear Lord Jesus, that your first and only priority was to save me. Grant me strength of faith, O Lord, that your agenda may be my agenda. Let my first priority ever be to serve you. Amen. Hymn 736.